We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's JR and BMAC here holding it down, 90-9 the game, Atlanta Sports Radio. We're here with you until 6 p.m. BMAC, we got one more hour, homie.
I mean, it's moving, right?
Time flies when you're having fun.
No question.
Yeah, Dwayne Walker, he's going to swing on by at 6 p.m. and take over the reins. The sun has actually cracked through the clouds a little bit. Nice little change on a Sunday afternoon. Things will be even better if the Braves pull out this W.
Yes, yes.
Acuna hits a three-run home run. Looks like they're going to take it. Luke Jackson goes out there, just gives up a run. Now we're all tied at six, and we could talk until we're blue in the face about the offense. And Austin Riley, who's come up in just about a month, maybe less than a month, already wins National League Rookie of the Month, putting up historic numbers. We can talk about an Acuna. We can talk about an underrated, solid all-star in Freddie Freeman. We could talk about the rotation and Keuchel coming on. That doesn't fix the bullpen.
No.
That's not going to get us through the summertime. And you said a lot already, BMAC. If you can't fix the bullpen, you may not be sitting in that second slot in the National League East.
Nah.
Trying to jump over the Phillies.
Yeah, because, I mean, that has been the Achilles heel the entire season. I mean, you can go back to a year ago. The bullpen has really been an issue for the Braves. The Braves have a championship-caliber offense. I mean, the rotation has, you know, gotten better, even though you're getting some, you know, bad thing. You're not getting the production from guys like Gaussman. You're still waiting for Folty.
To figure it out, yeah.
I mean, they have not been as bad as the bullpen. Today, against the Marlins, you had an opportunity. I mean, Acuna came through in a big-time homer.
Three-run homer.
You're sitting in the catbird seat. And then they go out and start pitching with their eyes closed. Well, just, you know, hoping.
I don't know. You always want to be careful not to jump to too many conclusions. Is it because Luke Jackson pitched yesterday?
I mean.
And you got him back out there today that he's going to go ahead and give up a run? Is it because he's pitched on back-to-back days? But you're a major leaguer. It's your job.
And you're playing against one of the worst teams in the league.
Go do it.
Yeah. I know they get paid also, but they're a bad team. Treat them as such.
Oh, you're talking about the Marlins.
The Marlins. Yes. Treat them as such. Just because they're in the division, they're familiar with you, likewise. Treat them as such. Find a way to get this thing over so you can get right back home and get ready for the Pirates tomorrow. Now you're still stuck out here on the diamond, trying to get rid of a bad team.
Well, we know the Major League Baseball trade deadline is next month. I have no idea what the Braves are going to do. I mentioned earlier in the show that they have an opportunity, if they want to, you know, bring back up a Kyle Wright, a Bryce Wilson, because up until now, the bullpen has kind of been touch and go.
Yes.
Who are we going to put out there? I didn't expect to see Sean Newcomb in a setup role at this point in the season. Anthony Swarzak being traded over from Seattle, he's come over and he's been serviceable. And then you still have Webb and Blevins, who was signed not too long ago, Tomlin, Tuggy Toussaint, who is in the bullpen by default. Mm-hmm. You can start him, you can put him in the bullpen. So it's kind of, hey, let's just put some names up on a wall. Let's see who works and hope that gets us to a certain point. That's not going to work for the Braves bullpen.
Nah.
Don't waste. Do us all a favor. We spoke about the future of our Atlanta sports teams. Liberty Media, do us a favor. Do not waste these young bats. Don't waste the opportunity that presents itself today. Please go out, get some bullpen help. Because giving up home runs and singles and spreading out and making games longer than they need to be is going to put me on blood pressure medication.
I mean, yeah. Welcome to the club.
You already on it.
No question, especially when I have the Braves involved in a parlay and I got to look at the seventh inning collapse or eighth inning collapse. And I'm like,
you just sweating.
Oh, my goodness, man. Yes. Man.
And you know, the reality is it's good. And I got to give them credit. I could talk about the bullpen, but I got to give them credit for going out and getting a Dallas Keuchel,
mm-hmm.
for giving them another option in the starting rotation. Someone who's been to a World Series and won. Someone who has been an all-star. And granted, he's not the pitcher that he was during those years, but he's still a solid pitcher. Whether you want to call him at this point, and we haven't seen him play this year. He missed an opportunity to get that first minor league start a couple days ago because of the weather. He's going to have to get stretched out.
Yeah.
But I'd still peg him at potentially maybe a number two, a solid number three. And that certainly gives the Braves options when Gausman has been pitching terribly.
Yeah, he's.
When Falter Nevich is still trying to gain his confidence and come back from his delayed start this season due to injury. And then you have the young pitchers. So the starting rotation, I got to give the Braves credit. But that bullpen, that's where you needed work.
Yeah. And because of that, you're in a fight against a bad team like the Marlins. I mean, and this does something to the team. It has to, because it does something to us watching the game. Imagine being a part of the game when you're out of uniform and you have a 2-run lead. And then in the eighth, you just squander it away because of the pitching.
Demoralizing.
Yes. Mentally does something to you. So, you know, this team know what the issue is. But also, it's up to the front office to try to find a way to correct the issue if it's not being corrected on the field.
I honestly think, and yeah, we have more teams. We have more wild card games. The Major League Baseball playoffs have now opened up.
Yeah.
You have more teams who will be in the hunt, be in the chase, just to compete in that one day wild card series to then go into the wild card round.
Yeah.
So that's the beauty of baseball right now, is that you can't just discount a team because they haven't been on a hot streak. They haven't been on a hot stretch. More teams than ever have an opportunity to go out there and play. And the Braves offense will keep them in it, but only for so long. I'm not going to call them a World Series contender. I don't want to venture to say that they're going to go ahead and jump the Phillies unless that bullpen gets it together.
Yeah, because the rotation can only do so much. Just imagine, listeners, if the Braves had the luxury of having a guy like Aroldis Chapman.
Ooh, throwing that heat.
Or Josh Hader.
Ooh.
Just imagine.
That'd be a going to the ninth with the lead. And you know what? I may be able to beat traffic. And I'd be content with the outcome.
With what they have, if you had the likes of any one of those arms coming in, you know, to as a reliever. Yes, number one in the NL East, no question. Now we're talking about competing with the likes of the Dodgers.
Oh, I don't think that would be the case. With the way the team is currently constructed on the back end,
yeah,
not happening.
Yeah, but if we had the likes of Aroldis or a Josh.
But we saw what happened in the playoffs last year.
Oh, man.
When the Braves met up. And granted, the Braves were the team that wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Acuña came up, rookie of the year, helped get them into that spot.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't supposed to be there.
But they were there.
And the Dodgers took care of them.
Yeah.
Got them out of there.
But also, too, the issue was some of the same things we're talking about right now.
So now that we've been there,
yeah,
want to go back, what lessons are they going to learn? Keuchel, good idea. I give you some credit for that. What are you going to do for the back end?
Yeah,
because you can't squander these opportunities.
We're still waiting.
We had Tim call up and tell us the history of Atlanta sports has us first been not to take care of our guys and get over the hump.
Yeah, that's what he said, and he feels some type of way about that. You can tell he was extremely passionate about his take on Atlanta sports, the history of Atlanta sports.
Well, you know what? They got to figure out this bullpen. We're going to figure it out. We're going to take some of your calls. Are you happy that the Braves added Keuchel? Would you have gone for a reliever? Which direction would you have gone in? It's granted, Luke Jackson is going to be serviceable as a closer for the remainder of the season. But is Luke Jackson somebody that you want out on the bump in September to close that game? Is that what you want?
Mm.
Probably not the best idea situation.
But right now you have no other choice.
Right now they don't have a choice, but it's a long summer. Hopefully they can figure things out. What do you think, Atlanta? What do the Braves need to do with that bullpen? Are you happy with adding Dallas Keuchel? Or do they need to do more? I think it's very apparent. 404-741-0929. It's JR and BMAC holding it down. It's Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's JR and BMAC here with you on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. The Braves offense looking like they're going to bail out that bullpen again. 7-6.
They have to.
Matt Joyce coming up in clutch, pinch hit.
But a one-run lead might not be enough.
Uh-oh. Well, thank God they have one out. They can maybe put up some insurance runs there. The offense. We talk about the offense top to bottom. You said it, B-Mac. The Braves' offense is more than enough to get them in the playoffs. They have a playoff-caliber offense. And it's being shown and proven one more time.
Yes.
Of Freddie Freeman. And Ozzie Albies. Aron Acuna. You may have a back-to-back Rookie of the Year and somebody like Austin Riley, who hasn't even moved past 100 at-bats in the big leagues and already has 9 home runs and has driven in almost 30 RBIs up until this point.
Big-time player.
He's big-time.
Yes.
And he is the future.
Yeah.
You think about him and Acuna, most teams would love to have an Acuna, would love to have an Albies locked up.
Yeah.
To love to have an Austin Riley just to up and go bonkers.
The future is bright. And, you know, I'm a wrestling guy. I grew up watching wrestling. I was a big-time Four Horsemen fan. And, you know, I look at the top four guys in the lineup. For me, my top four, you look at Freeman, Dansby, Acuna, and Riley. And I think I would consider them to be the Four Horsemen. Acuna with the flashiness.
Right.
He's Ric Flair.
Woo!
You know, Freeman, more of an experienced guy. He's Arn Anderson.
Okay. Tully the Blanchard. Enforcer.
Yeah, the enforcer.
Okay.
That's Freeman. Tully Blanchard would be Dansby. And then up and coming new hot thing, the new kid on the block, Lex Luger. When Lex Luger was in the Four Horsemen, he would be Austin Riley.
Austin Riley.
Yeah, he'd be Lex
coming
Luger.
In flexing. Because he got the power?
And the backbreaker. He got the muscles, you know,
right.
the big shoulders and big arms and the power.
It's going to be interesting to see if Austin Riley can help the Braves come out and now have back-to-back Rookie of the Year winners.
Hmm.
That'd be amazing. I got to tell you, I'm a little bit surprised because we saw the tear that Austin Riley was on when he was at Gwinnett. And that's one thing to do it in AAA. It's another thing when you can come up and still be hot. Granted, the pitchers don't have a clear understanding of how to pitch to you.
Mm-hmm.
They may have seen you on tape, but they haven't faced you in a batter's box. And that ball coming to Austin Riley when he came up must have looked like a beach ball. He sees the ball, he hits the ball, and that ball goes far.
It disappears. He has so much power, literally the ball looks like it disappears.
So, I mean, when you think about his competition and what he may face in order to win that National League Rookie of the Year, he's probably going to have to jump over Pete Alonso.
Mm-hmm.
Who looks like he's on his way to the All-Star game for the New York Mets, someone who's flashing tons of power, but has played the start of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You have Fernando Tatis Jr., who's helping out the Padres, in addition to Chris Paddock, who's helped solidify them as being a team to look out for in the future. Because we know in the past, the Padres have also been somebody that you walk over. You wipe your feet on them. You wipe your feet on the mat before you step into the house.
Yeah.
They're helping the Padres not be that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Austin Riley would still have a tough time winning Rookie of the Year unless he continued on the pace that he's on. I can't foresee it.
Yeah.
What he's done just to keep that rolling in the major leagues, we know it's all about peaks. It's all about valleys. I think Austin will still have a fine season, but there's no way he's going to keep up on the pace that he's been on.
I mean, he's not supposed to. Let's say that. Because if he if he does.
That's a freak of nature.
Yeah.
That'd be something we'll never see in Major League Baseball.
That he's not supposed to sustain this level of play. He's not supposed to.
He's not. But the fact that we're having a conversation by itself is pretty awesome. Because when you look at, and I guess it's the opposite, when you look at what Trae Young did last season for the Atlanta Hawks. You didn't hear anything about Trae at the beginning of the season. Started off slow. Everything was about Luka Doncic, someone who came on and, okay, he played professionally overseas. He's been playing since he was a teen. And then as the season went on and Trae got more comfortable, he started lighting it up.
Mm-hmm.
Trae Young moved himself into the Rookie of the Year conversation.
Yeah, he did.
Do I think they're going to give it to him? I don't think so. I think they're still going to give it to Luka. People don't have the best memories. People remember what Luka started at, and I think they'll discount those last few months when Trae started to light it up and found who he is.
Yeah. I know a question. Remember his first summer league game, how bad he was, and everybody was like, oh. You know, a lot of people already had their issues as far as being concerned about not taking Luka. And, you know, when his first summer league game, I mean, what he did, I mean, I think he was 0 for 6 or 0 for 9 behind the three-point line.
Mm-hmm.
He was struggling. And then to start off the season, he was struggling also. But he stayed on course, and he just, you know, found his rhythm. And now you're not complaining about anything that we saw during last year's draft. You're not complaining about anything. Trae looks to be an upcoming superstar. You also received the Mavericks' first-round draft pick. You have an opportunity to improve your team once again from the Mavericks. So, all in all, that was a win-win for the Hawks, that trade.
And let's be real. If you look at it, Trae Young had almost averaged 19 points a game, 8 assists. A rookie did this.
Yeah.
People spoke about Trae Young's durability. Oh, he's too small. He's not big enough. He played 81 games. The only time they sat him down was basically just to rest him for the season finale because they wanted to make sure the fans got something worthwhile to see. There's no issue with Trae Young. So when we talk about the future of Atlanta sports franchises, yeah, go ahead and look at an Acuna who helped get the Braves back into this game before Luke went out and blown it. Look at Austin Riley. Look at somebody like Trae Young. He's not just some flash in the pan dude who's jacking up threes.
Mm-hmm.
He's commanding an offense. He's scoring. He's dishing. He's scoring while also being unselfish and commanding the entire offense. So just appreciate what we got here in Atlanta right now. I'm happy that we got an Austin Riley. I'm happy that we have an Acuna. I'm glad we got a Trae Young. And the future looks bright. And we spoke about this early in the show, B-Mac, and people can go ahead and check out the first few hours of the show. We got going at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Go to 929thegame.radio.com. You can listen to the earlier parts of the show. We're going to be here for the next half hour before we wrap it up. We spoke to the fans about how they feel about the Atlanta sports scene, what they think or what team they think is going to go ahead and get us a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just mind-boggling. We had a couple of callers who were just like, Atlanta sports has been bad. Atlanta sports fans have been complacent with just being average. Yo, what Trae Young did last year, that ain't average.
No.
How many teams got a point guard running out getting you 19 and 8 assists?
And he's entertaining to watch.
2019 basketball.
Yeah.
You think
entertaining.
You think that's an accident? You think a Travis Schlenk, who was assistant GM for the Warriors, you think it's an accident, the offense that the Warriors are running? Do they need to improve on several things? Yes,
and
absolutely.
They will. I believe they will.
And what team doesn't?
Yeah.
But when you look at the blueprint and what's been set out, I ain't complaining. You picking up a John Collins and a Kevin Huerter, you picking up these assets,
mm-hmm.
I'm not complaining. That doesn't have anything to do with the 60-win squad from a few years ago. That doesn't have anything to do with Mookie Blaylock. It doesn't have anything to do with Dikembe Mutombo. It don't have nothing to do with Joe Johnson.
And Travis, we trust.
You said it already.
Yes.
When you printing up the T-shirts? I asked you that.
Yeah,
already.
We got to get these T-shirts together.
And Travis We Trust?
And Travis We Trust.
Should we try to go for a licensing deal?
Or potentially.
Should we
and
just...
And also, too, what? You know, the image on the T-shirt outside of the dialogue, we should have a picture of a baby in a car seat.
Explain.
Because, and I said earlier in the show, when it comes to Travis, mm-hmm. I trust him. I'm like a baby in a car seat. I'm comfortable. He makes me feel comfortable. Anytime, if for all the parents out there listening, anytime you put a baby in a car seat, you put them in that car, they do what? They go to sleep.
Somebody got the baby in a car seat right now.
Right now. And that baby is sleeping.
Knocked out.
Sleeping. I don't know what it is about a car seat and the car, but for the parents listening to me right now, they know how comfortable that makes a baby. And
That's how I feel with Travis. I feel like a toddler in the car seat. That's how I feel. I'm with Travis. I'm going to sleep because I'm comfortable.
I'm comfortable. I don't care. I know he's going to get me where I need to go. And the direction we all want to go is a direction to wins. And we will get wins. I'm comfortable.
I think, and it's a little too early. It's a little early. But I think with what Travis is doing right now, I want to say the Hawks, they should move into that 35 to 40 win space next season. I think if they move close to that 40 win slot, I think you can be in competition to get into the playoffs as one of the lower seeds. You talk about in Travis We Trust, I trust them to potentially in a few years get them into title contention. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. When you have your core together, you have potential cap space flexibility. When you have draft picks as assets, that's what you want as a general manager. You want to have young players, strong young players, which you can call your core. You want to have cash to spend if you can bring in other assets. And then you want to have draft picks. That's like the holy grail. If you want to go about building a team, those are the three things you want. And the Hawks got it. They ain't there right now. They're not playing in the NBA Finals like the Warriors who've been five straight years and everybody's sick of. They're not like the Toronto Raptors who bring in a Kawhi Leonard and helps get them there. But the Hawks do have that potential, B-Mac.
Oh, no question. And that's why we're so excited about the Hawks. That's why a lot of callers that were calling in, they're saying the city here is they're in a good position when it comes to professional sports. With the Hawks doing what they're doing with the young pieces, with the Braves. I mean, the young pieces they have. The United, of course, winning a championship a year ago. Many believe they will potentially – they have an opportunity to repeat. And don't forget about the Falcons. I mean, the Falcons maybe if they were a player or so away – I mean, last year, a player or two being healthy, they potentially could have made the playoffs. And the city here, you know, I mean, we're in good shape when it comes to professional sports.
And you know what? Even talking about basketball, you know, it's come out. Kevin Durant, he practiced with his teammates today.
He looked good.
He did. He practiced. He's going to get some extra work in with some of the younger guys. And, you know, there's a chance that he plays tomorrow. I think he will. And I think if he's out there, he's definitely going to give Golden State a good shot. It's JR and B-Mac here with you, holding it down on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. We're going to be out of here at 6. Let's spend the last bit of time we got talking about the NBA Finals. It's 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. It's JR and B-Mac here with you on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. Here with you for about another 18 minutes until Dwayne comes through to take over. We're talking about the finals, and yes, good. The Braves actually won a game after they came back. Bullpen gave it up. Offense had to come through and save the day again. The Braves over the Marlins 7-6. It took them 12 innings to get the job done. That's just going to be a theme, son, that we're going to be talking about all season long. I feel like we done been said it already. It's a wild situation. We got the NBA Finals going on tomorrow. B-Mac, man, what do you think about that situation? I think Kevin Durant, now that he practiced.
Oh, he's playing. He's playing.
Even if he just stands
out. I'm saying it right now, JR. He's playing.
He's going to play.
Yes.
What's the expectation for Kevin Durant?
I mean, if he – of course, we don't know exactly how he looked today in practice.
Sure.
We don't know, will he be sore tonight, tomorrow, before tip-off for tomorrow night's game. But if he plays, you have to expect double digits from points. Clearly an increase offensively with the Warriors' standpoint, because his presence alone could really help the other guys. But if he plays, you know what, I say at least 22 points.
At least 22 points?
Yeah, minimal.
What do you think about on the minutes? That's the other tricky minutes. Part. Are you going to try?
KD's the type of guy that can give you 25 minutes, 30 minutes, and give you 22 points.
Sure. But when we're in the finals, every possession, every minute matters. We know he can put up points in bunches or by himself. Nobody's stopping the trajectory of his shot because the guy's like 6'11". Nobody's blocking his shot. Nobody's getting in the way. He can put up a bucket whenever he feels like it. But we saw it with someone, and granted, Boogie Cousins is on a whole nother plateau when we talk about conditioning. You know, I don't want to call him Big Oliver Miller.
Oh, you said Oliver Miller.
Yeah, I don't want to call him Big O. But Boogie Cousins, even when he was playing consistently, didn't necessarily look to be the best of in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Durant, you know, what is his minutes? Are they going to try to cap him at 25, 30?
It depends on where he is with his injury. But also, too, you don't need Kevin Durant to come in and play like he played before the injury.
34 points a game.
Yeah, you just need him to be a presence. And I think because if he's on the court, you're going to pay a lot of attention to him.
You have to.
And now, guess what? It goes back to being what Golden State was before the injury. It opens opportunities for the other guys, the other elite shooters like Curry and then Klay Thompson. Then Draymond can become more of a factor in the ball game, his ability to distribute, you know, working the floor a little bit. So Kevin Durant enhances everybody's, I guess, production.
Just
by being out there. That's why he's the best player on this team. I know we have had this discussion. You know, some people were saying, well, they can win without Kevin Durant. Clearly, they can't.
3-1.
Right? Oh, they can win. And they've won without KD. But the team was shaped totally differently. It was a different team.
And the team had more depth.
Yeah, because the bench was stronger. This bench is not as strong.
Because you have a Kevin Durant
taking
up that cap space.
And now when you don't have a strong bench, now you need your starters to show up and show out. And so far they haven't done so. And because of that, they're down 3-1. But if KD is playing tomorrow night, yes, I know right now the line had Golden State getting 4 points. That was earlier today. So who knows how Vegas will look at
with Kevin Durant
now, granted,
potentially
he hasn't,
being out
they
there.
Haven't announced that he will play.
He'll probably still be a game time decision.
But he will play.
Usually I would say
yeah,
so,
I,
yes.
I think so. Because there's no tomorrow. If you lose,
for
guess
them,
what? Yeah, you go home.
There's no tomorrow for the Golden State Warriors, but we know Kevin Durant. He's a competitor. There's going to be a tomorrow and a next season and the next season after that for him. He's still going to want to cash out. I believe we'll see him out on that floor. It doesn't matter if he's standing at the free throw line or he goes and runs into the corner. Kevin Durant being on that floor will change the complexion of the game unless he pulls up with some type of injury. So all the best in him going and playing out there. I just want competitive basketball. Kevin Durant being out there, it's going to make it more competitive.
No question. And you got to win, Toronto. You have to win Monday night.
I'm going to give Golden State the W tomorrow. I'm going to give them the W.
I mean, Drake, you need to be extremely annoying.
You need to, like, keep picking lint out of people's head?
No. Don't touch none of the players. But
don't touch the players.
Verbally, he needs to be. You can't afford to lose. If you lose tomorrow night and go back to Oracle.
Tied up.
In the game six. No, 3-1.
Yeah, but you think the odds, if they win tomorrow, 3-2. Go back to Golden State.
3-3.
3-3.
And then
game seven, go up to Toronto. Everybody's kind of feeling, okay, we knocked out two. Let's see what you got up in Toronto game seven. That's the storyline. That's the arc that I want to see. It's just unfortunate that we've had these injuries that have, in my opinion, detracted and taken away from the finals.
Because
every time I watch, it's just like, oh, here we go. Toronto Raptors up 10. And it doesn't seem like the Warriors can get back into it. Knock down some threes, and then here you go again. The Raptors have kept the lead at 10, it seems like, for the entire series.
Yeah.
Ain't a fun watch for me. I'll pass on it. Hopefully tomorrow is a different situation. B-Mac, we're gonna have a lot to talk about the next time we connect, man. But something else I want to talk about before we get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Today is National Children's Day. It's a time to honor and take some time to think about the kids. Because it's like the song said, the children are our future. B-Mac, growing up, man, was there anybody that you looked up to from an athletic perspective and said, I want to be like that guy? And you're different. You played in the NFL.
You know who I wanted to be like as a kid, and I was a fan of this team because of this player, Lawrence Taylor.
LT.
Now, I didn't know the extracurricular activities he had going on.
Should I start taking some of the extracurriculars off?
Yeah, I didn't know about that. All I knew about was number 56. With that white face mask, just terrorizing.
I thought you were talking about the other white face masks,
the Giants, the old Giants helmet.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the other white.
No. I wasn't aware about that.
LT was known to.
LT, yes.
Little booger sugar.
I mean, okay. I found that out later, but LT was the guy. That's why I wanted to play defense. Now, granted, I wasn't a big, big player, so of course, you know, playing linebacker or defensive lineman is something that clearly wasn't in my future, but, man, LT was a man.
So when you were younger in high school, they didn't you playing middle line?
I was playing corner.
All the way through.
In high school, I was a Charles Woodson fan.
Okay.
I wanted to wear number 2 in Ann Arbor. Charles Woodson was my guy. I tried to do everything he did outside of the number. You know, I wore 8. He wore 2. I tried to impersonate everything he did.
Okay, I could dig it. I wasn't the supreme athlete that you are, but somebody that I always, even today, looked at and respected what they did and how they carried themselves, Akeem the Dream.
Ah,
Akeem, yeah. Still to this day, I will say, and in my lifetime with my own eyes, the most skilled big man all around that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
You look at someone who comes from a football, soccer background, you put a basketball in their hands. We see a lot more players like that today. But Akeem, how he demolished all the other big men that he played against.
Mm.
David Robinson, MVP.
The Dream Shake.
Yes. Shaquille O'Neal, Patrick Ewing. He went through these guys like it was nothing.
No question.
I honestly think that if Michael Jordan did not take that break, I still think that Akeem the Dream, maybe, would have gotten at least one title.
Olajuwon is the best foreign player to ever play in the NBA.
I give it to offense and defense.
Best foreign player.
And respect. Mm-hmm. That man commanded the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
The opposition respected the Dream.
Yes, sir.
You wasn't playing around with that man. It's JR and B-Mac here with you on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. We're here with you for a few more minutes. Dwayne's getting ready to come through and take over. It's JR and B-Mac, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. Dun, 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 dun. It's JR and B-Mac here on 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. Getting ready to wrap up. Dwayne Walker's going to get you going starting at 6. Was this Revenge? There's so many Star Wars. I don't remember.
Man,
was this
Return
of the Jedi?
Who knows?
Revenge of the Nerds? I don't know what this one was called. March of the Sith? I don't know. I like Star Wars, but they started making too many movies for me. Yo, before we get out of here, B-Mac, where can people find you online?
B-Mac _sports talk.
And you can find me online at JR Sport Brief. We appreciate everybody for hanging out with us for the past 4 hours. I want to give a shout-out to Emmanuel Johnson, okay? He hit me up. He hit both of us up, actually, B-Mac. Mm-hmm. I think he's talking to me. He said, bro, you are crazy if you think the Falcons are not contenders. That team that went to the Super Bowl was not the most talented team. This year is loaded, and if they stay healthy on defense, this is the big part.
Yeah.
I bet you a stack.
Which is $1,000.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
Ooh, confident.
I'm not trying to take nobody's money. That's not nice. That's what you call an unfair bet. I mean, I like what the Falcons have done. I still ain't a fan of them taking 2 offensive linemen in that first round. I ain't a fan of that. But I'm going to give them maybe playoff contention. Super Bowl contention?
We'll see in due time.
I ain't too sure about that. What you got going for the week, B-Mac?
I'm just chilling. I mean, enjoying the rest of this nice day because there's no rain.
There's no rain.
Hopefully we can see more days like this because the last few days, it was ugly.
Rain ain't all that bad. You know, we need the rain every now and then to, you know, help the flowers grow, water the plants, save you some money on the lawn. You know, a little rain will never hurt nobody.
Not too much when you get flood warnings.
Oh, now, flood warnings. That's a whole different situation.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to be thinking about some grub for the rest of the evening. We're going to move on out the way and let Dwayne Walker come on through. It's JR and B-Mac holding it down, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Sports Radio. Dwayne Walker's here to take over. But before we do that, you're going to get a sports flash.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.